Today marks the 100th anniversary of the National Park Service. While there are over 400 sites across the country, you may be surprised to hear that there are 14 right here in New York City, and WNYC's Stephen Nesson spent this morning visiting a few.
Before the sun rises, I start my journey in Harlem at the Hamilton Grange National Memorial, Alexander Hamilton's country home. It sits in the northern corner of St. Nicholas Park. It's large, but not imposing. Apparently, it's the only home he ever owned. Although he didn't enjoy it for long, he died 2 years after it was built in 1802. As the sun creeps up, a few people pass by, not even giving it a glance. But 32-year-old Harlem resident R.D. Snyden comes here every day to walk his giant schnauzer. Snyden says he knows about Hamilton.
So I'm not into Hamilton because of the Broadway play. It's very interesting to see something so old centered around everything that's so modern.
Then to the tomb of Ulysses S. Grant.
Beautiful light hitting the eagles out front. There's a slogan that says, "Let us have peace." It's also just bathed in sunlight. Beautiful morning. Not too many people are here, just a guard, a couple dog walkers. This tomb is actually based on Les Invalides in Paris, where Napoleon is entombed. Grant's tomb is actually made of the same type of stone, red granite.
It may surprise you to hear the sixth most visited national park in the country is the Gateway National Recreation Area, which includes the beaches at Fort Tilden and Reese Park. There were more than 14 million visitors last year. But it's not a beach day for me, so I head to the city's most iconic site.
We are now on our way to the Statue of Liberty at Liberty Island.
Like many New Yorkers, I'd never been here before. Standing at the base of the 111-foot statue, I asked tourist Carl Oscar Finman what he thinks.
It's a bit smaller than I anticipated.
Brazilian tourist Fernanda Janajitz has a different perspective.
Ah, it's so beautiful. I think it's a little bit taller, but...
Personally, it's greener than I thought it'd be. That's because the copper statue is oxidized over the years. Yvette Craig from Crown Heights has lived in the city for over 30 years, and it's her first time here, too.
Look much better in person. I saw it on the Staten Island Ferry over Governor Island, but seeing it so close, it's incredible.
She says starting this year, her goal is to see every national park in the country. Well, that's one off her list. For WNYC, I'm Stephen Nesson.